This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Data centers power the artificial intelligence boom. They also use a lot of water. The Mountain West News Bureau's Kayla Bradel reported on the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe's concerns about a data center near the reservation. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to Bradel about what he learned.
Here's a sample from Caleb's story.
Brian Arman, a commercial real estate broker, is driving to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, which rises from the sagebrush like a pop-up book.
The building that you see up on the hill there, that's Vantage Data Center's Edge Core. That's a data center that's under construction.
Flat roof buildings stretch against brown hills. Cranes and excavators stand still like toys.
This is Google's data center over here, kind of the nondescript concrete building.
Here, global tech giants are racing to turn desert land into the backbone of the internet.
And now here's our conversation. First of all, can you explain what a data center is and their connection to climate change in the West?
Sure. Data centers are essentially giant warehouses full of computers that store and process the information we use every day. So, you know, that's everything from streaming Netflix to using AI tools like ChatGPT. And they run 24/7, so that takes a ton of electricity and cooling. And in the West, many data centers rely on water to keep those machines from overheating. And that can add up, especially in desert regions already facing water scarcity and climate stress. So they're part of this broader tension between the tech industry's rapid growth and the West's limited water resources.
Your reporting took you to Pyramid Lake, home of the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe. Can you tell us what you learned there about the tribe's concerns?
Yeah, the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe depends on water from the same watershed that supplies Reno and Sparks. And that's the area where a lot of these new data centers are being built. And tribal leaders told me they're worried about how this growing demand for water could affect Pyramid Lake, which is central to their culture, economy, and identity. Here's Chairman Stephen Wadsworth.
Every drop that's pulled out of the river is exactly that. That's a drop that doesn't make it to Pyramid Lake.
The lake is also home to the endangered kiwi fish and Lahontan cutthroat trout. So for the tribe, this isn't just about resource management. It's about protecting a sacred ecosystem that they've fought for generations to restore.
And what message does the tribe want to get across to policymakers and the public when it comes to the region's data center boom?
Yeah, the tribe really wants policymakers and the public to essentially zoom out, you know, to think about economic growth today, but what this all means decades from now. They're worried that as climate change makes water supplies less predictable, projects like these could make that strain even worse if planning stays short-sighted. As Chairman Wadsworth told me,
tribes always talk about doing things for, what, six generations. And right now, everybody's only focused on what's going to happen this year in the next 2-3 years, and that's just not far enough to think.
And that idea, thinking generations ahead, really captures how the tribe sees the balance between technology and sustainability in a changing climate.
AI and data centers are big topics across the country right now, but we don't often hear about their impact on indigenous communities. Why did you want to tell that part of the story?
Yeah, I think we all talk about tech infrastructure like AI or cloud computing. When we talk about it, it can feel abstract, even invisible, you know, but it's not. Like, these massive facilities are being built on real landscapes that are often tied to indigenous lands and water. So I wanted to show that the ripple effects of the digital world reach all the way to places like Pyramid Lake, you know, where people are still fighting to protect their water and ecosystems. And I thought centering indigenous voices in that conversation helps remind us that these are not just technology stories. They're stories about land, sovereignty, and survival.
You've reported on a lot of other indigenous water stories across the West. How does this story fit into that bigger picture?
Yeah, I think it fits into a pattern I've seen across the region where tribes that have fought to regain or protect their water are now facing new kinds of pressures. You know, whether it's agriculture, urban growth, and now AI development, these are all competing demands for the same limited water. What stands out to me is that tribes are often left out of the early decision-making, you know, even though they've managed these waters for centuries. So this story about data centers at Pyramid Lake is really part of a larger ongoing question. You know, who gets a say in how we use the West's most precious resource?
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.